Welcome to the Local Hearted Podcast. I'm Meredith Adler, and I am your host. Join me as we get to know the people who create the wide variety of art in Asheville and in the mountain counties of Western North Carolina. We'll also talk with some of the people who create opportunities for our local artists and help them shine. Hello, Meredith here, and thank you for joining me for the very first episode of the Local Hearted Podcast. I thought I would do a short episode to explain who I am and how Local Hearted came about. I moved to Western North Carolina in 1994 and have lived in Madison County the entire 22 years I have been in this area. About 10 years ago, very likely inspired by being around so many creative people, I decided to begin painting, which really has opened up a whole new way of seeing and living in the world for me, including how much I love meeting and talking with other artists. Although I do sell some of my work, my focus while painting is to please myself first. And I find myself now in a transition stage with my art, in which my style is somewhat shifting, and I am exploring materials and new ways of working. And I also have to admit, I have to a great degree neglected my process by choosing to devote a lot of my time to creating this show, a lot of my time. Now that the Local Hearted Podcast is launched, I am really looking forward to having some more time in my own studio. Over the last few years, I have discovered several podcasts that are based on artist interviews, and each time I listen to one of those shows, I always feel like I take away something that helps me either feel somebody understands my experience as an artist or something that inspires me. There's always something in those interviews that resonates with me. And I just love that aspect of listening to these podcasts. I did somewhere along the way find myself wishing that I could hear interviews with artists from Asheville and Western North Carolina. There's so many people here whose work that I love. And I really feel like our local artists have a lot to say and offer. But the shows I found were always featuring people from other places. So after enough times of hoping and wishing, I finally decided, okay, I will be the one to go ahead and do the interviewing here with our local artists. The podcasts I listened to were focused purely on painters, but I knew from the start I would include visual artists of all kinds. And thus, the Local Hearted Podcast was born. I began this podcast by interviewing artists that I know. Each of them has been so generous with their sharing, and every time I have felt so honored to be part of these conversations. Most of the artists have recommended others for me to interview, so one of the fun things about doing this show is I have been following the thread of where these recommendations take me and take the podcast. When one of the first artists I talked to mentioned a gallery that she had her work in, it occurred to me, okay, I want another thread of the Local Hearted Podcast to be about the opportunities for local artists and people who have services to assist us with the business end of things. The artists I have interviewed so far have also been invited to show and sell some of their pieces on their Local Hearted Podcast page. If you visit localhearted.com, you will see that some of the artists are choosing to show and sell, and some prefer to show their work only. If you are a local WNC artist and I contact you to invite you on the show, I do hope you will consider joining me. And if you are not someone who has had much media exposure, please know that I know that your story is likely just as interesting as someone who has had a lot of attention, and your story, your voice, is equally worth hearing. The Local Hearted podcast could never have come about without a serious amount of help along the way from many wonderful people I would like to thank at this time. Jill Sparks and Valerie Bennett, I thank you for all your help and support from the moment I met you. Nancy and Tom Jared, thank you so much for giving of your time and expertise to this project. Huge, huge thanks going out to local artist Leo Monahan and his friend John Otto for the creation of the Local Hearted logo. I so appreciate what you both did for me and for the show. Nancy Swift and Dixie Dameron, thank you for providing me with ongoing support and assistance. You are both great friends to me and to the podcast. Ken Peterson, thank you for sharing your knowledge so patiently with me about the world of digital files. You truly helped get me up and running. I will forever so appreciate the artists and business people willing to be interviewed before the launch of the podcast without having the advantage of being able to hear any of my other interviews. Think about it. They dove in, not knowing in advance what my interview process would be like, and I really admire them for it. And they are Dixie Dameron, Karen Chambers, Amanda Stevenson, Leo Monahan, Kat Turzin, Laurel Bacon, Mary Phyllis, Tim Barnwell, Ann Heck, Dawn Chitwood of Bravado Creative, Elise Okrent, Fleeta Monahan, Skip Rohde, Jennifer Pearson, owner of the Frugal Framer and Framer's Chop Service, Susan Sinai, Beverly Keys, Rick Walker from Henko Repo Graphics, and Jim Stillwell. For the various ways they have advised, supported, and assisted this project and given of their time and skills, I thank Kevin Jeter, Beth Bertram, Felice Nord, Mike Sawinski, Dawn Chitwood, Glenn Cox, Amanda Stevenson, April Burt, Boomer Sassman, Kirk Borland, Wendy Outland, Robert Akers, Gaylene Petku, Tina Joins, Eric McDonald, Catherine Early, Meg Hudson, Devin Odell, Gina Kane, Nan Sherry, Lindsay Mudge, Pat Gogol, Ellen Ann Adler, Jackie Tripico, and Stephanie Adler. Tom Osborne from Generate Press, you have single-handedly redefined the term customer service. I am so happy to be able to thank you out loud rather than just through email. I have so much to thank you for. Your generosity with your programming skills, your patience, and for your products. Ian Robinson, there are just no words to thank you enough for helping me get to this point. You have been amazing. And a final thank you from the bottom of my heart to singer, songwriter, performing artist, Jamie Noder Thomas, for his kindness and generosity in letting me use his song, Learning to Fly, as the podcast's theme music. You can hear more of Jamie's music at jamienoderthomas.com, and the link to his site and to the sites of all the other artists mentioned in this episode will be found on the podcast page for episode 1 at localhearted.com.